Well, good morning once again. And if you are wondering where you are, this is Elevation Church, and the lights are coming on. There we go. My name is Casey Crawford, and I'm the lead pastor here at Elevation, and we are just thrilled to be able to today celebrate some of the awesome things that God's doing in and amongst our youth. One of the things that we've said before is that we do not only believe that the youth are the future of the church, but they're also the present of the church. And we're not waiting until they're in high school before they can, out of high school. Some of them are in high school. We're not waiting until they're out of high school before they become real people and then can make a real contribution to the life of the church. But right now, at this age, and even younger, we've got some awesome kids in the younger grades who just as same thing as these awesome kids right here, have a very real, an authentic, passionate relationship with God. I think every youth leader would say that we were blown away. Not blown away, we're getting used to how awesome these kids are. But at winter camp, to see the way that they worshiped God free before 300 of their peers, the vast majority of which were sitting there like they were bricks, and to see our 35 kids just worshiping God with a great freedom, whether they were raising their hands or on their knees or closing their eyes or crying or laughing or clapping, whatever it was, shouting, dancing. It was a beautiful sight to see them among their peers be leaders. And that's really what, in this next year, we're challenging them to be. Be leaders among your peers. Be the thermostat in the world, not the thermometer. You know the difference? Thermometer takes the temperature. Thermostat set the temperature. So we want to be those, we challenging our lives ourselves and with the kids, we want to be those that set the temperature wherever we go. Set it for that atmosphere of heaven, for the love and the goodness and the joy and the peace of heaven to be what is cultivated. And so today, these kids are just going to share. What we basically said is, hey, what has God been doing in your life lately? And we want to give you the opportunity to share some story. And that's a big thing for us around here at Elevation. We believe there's a lot of power in sharing what is often called testimony of what has God been doing in your life lately. And we believe there should be a fresh answer to that. God wants there to be a fresh answer to that. Because God is a living God, and he wants to be in a living relationship with you. And so oftentimes at Elevation Church, we have people sharing testimony, sharing story of what God's been doing in their life lately. And we cultivate that, we value it. And one of the reasons we do as well, it's not only an encouragement, but it's also an invitation. Every time God does something, how many of you guys know it wasn't just for that person? It's not just, when you hear testimony, it's not to be like, oh, I'm envious of that person's life. Or, wow, why didn't that happen to me? But actually, when a testimony is shared, the Bible says that that's also a prophetic invitation that God wants to do the same kind of thing in your life as well. Because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he doesn't favor people. So as you hear these stories today, whether you're a youth or whether you're an adult, and you hear some of the ways that, wow, God's real and God's powerful, know that God is also inviting you today, whether even if you've been walking with God 50 years, God's still inviting you through the youth to a fresh experience of him. Amen? Sound good?
Yeah.
Cool? All right. Well, let me pray for them and let them come up. One of the scripture verses that is just so real as I've had the privilege, wasn't planning on it, but have been getting the privilege to hang out with them on a regular basis and be their pseudo youth pastor, if you will, along with our other 8 awesome youth volunteer leaders that come every single Wednesday night to invest in your kids. And actually, real quick, I want to have them stand up. I know 2 of them are serving up in kids crew today, just continuing to serve. But for the rest of you youth leaders who are in the room, would you guys stand up? So parents, please be sure to thank them. They invest more than 5 hours a week of their time away from their families, away from their jobs, away from making money, away from recreation, and invest those hours into your kids because they love, first and foremost, they love God, and they are growing in a love for your kids. You guys have some amazing kids. It's a blessing to see God transforming their lives and the leaders they're becoming, but please do thank them. It wouldn't happen without them. At this point, I'm actually even only here every other week, so every other week they are leading the charge completely on their own and doing an awesome job. So, but one scripture verse real quick. Jesus said, let the little children come to me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And there's something really special about that. where he values the kids, he values the young ones, and there's actually in that, he says there's something that us as adults should learn from them, that there's something natural about their disposition, and I think it's the humility of being open to what God might do in their life and how real and how powerful, and they don't yet have God put in a little box of saying, oh, God could do this. No, God can be big. God can be powerful. God can be awesome. God can be alive. And so some of the stories you're going to hear today, I'm sure, are just in that flavor. And so I ask you all, adults as well, to come with that humble heart that's ready to learn from the children and be like children before our good Heavenly Father. So, amen. Sound good? I'll turn it over to them. And by the way, just right after we're done today, we have a brunch. We do it once a month. It's called our Random Sunday Brunch. Yeah. So today is that day. We planned ahead. Want to do just continue to celebrate the youth, give you guys a chance to talk with them, pray for them, be prayed for by them. And so just cultivate that extra space of hanging out together right after the service. You're going to see there's about 6-8 guys outside right now that are just preparing a nice meal for us. And as soon as the service is over, we can head on outside and enjoy that. So let me say a prayer over these guys as I open up the mic here and we let them come and just be courageous warriors, leaders among their peers, leaders among their parents even, just to come and share some of what God's doing in their life. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you that you are raising up here in this church a generation of worshipers, generation of young men and women who are free, Lord, to follow you and who believe you for big things, who know that you are alive, who know that you want to be in their life talking to them, guiding them, comforting them, empowering them, helping them develop those unique gifts and passions they have. Thank you that each and every one of them reflects, Lord, is made to reflect your heart in a way that only they can. But I pray that they would today be empowered. They would today, this would be a special day that is marked in their life as another step in which they were affirmed as leaders at a young age, and that they are people of influence, as we all are. But I pray today would be a solidifying factor in what kind of influence they're going to have on this world. And it would be one for your kingdom's sake, God. It'd be one in which the glory is given to the Lord Jesus, and that the love and the joy and the peace and the patience and the kindness and the goodness that flows from heaven would flow right in them and right through them into this world. So I thank you, God, and I pray as they share that your supernatural peace would come upon them and they would just simply be like they were just talking to you, God, and just thanking you for the good things that you have done in their life. I pray for all of us to have open hearts to just hear and receive, Lord, the blessing, the encouragement, and the challenge of hearing what's going on in other people's lives and knowing that you want to do the same because you're just that kind of a gracious God. So we just give the rest of this morning to you, Lord, and ask that your Holy Spirit would be the one who makes the difference as you are, Lord, the one with all the power. So we give you the honor, the glory, the credit, ask for your power to come and just take us into your heart this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So, cool. Without further ado, here's the mic, and I'm going to give it over to some of our awesome youth. And so, someone's going to come grab it, and then we're going to pass it on. Tyler's ready to rock first. All right, let's give him a little encouragement.
All right, so when I went up to winter camp, when in the worship, God made me realize that I have some bad friends, and I have a lot of good friends, but he told me to push those bad friends away from what I'm doing and like hanging out with my good friends. And with the people that I didn't like when I was younger, to bring them into my life and like make them become friends, because God made me realize that people that I didn't like in like fifth grade and stuff, he told me to bring them closer to what I'm doing. And then I think God brought Jacob to here so he can make new friends and may have a better life with us and God. So, yeah.
Morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. I haven't done this in a while, but I felt like doing a Who's the Man this morning. So I'll go first. When I say Who's the Man, you guys say Jesus. Okay? So who's the man?
Jesus.
Who's the man?
Jesus.
Who's the man?
Jesus.
Okay. So good morning, everybody. Well, I have two testimonies this morning. One for first. I don't know if you've all met her, but I have a girlfriend named Kendra. I bring her here on Wednesdays and sometimes Sundays, but I've been praying for her for 4 months to give her heart to Christ, and last Wednesday she did. So I was really happy. And I have another testimony because this last year has been kind of rough for me. I haven't had very many people. I haven't felt a lot of love, but it's been amazing as I looked around. I have so many people that have blessed me in my life. Like, I have friends now, I have my youth group, I have the youth leaders that love me, I have my family, my sister, he's brought me and my sister closer than we ever have before, and I thank him for that, and he's blessed with my girlfriend and everything, and I love him so much. When I look around, I see all the blessings he's given me, and I just can't stop praising him for it, and I love him just so much, and yeah.
So we were really blessed when we got the opportunity to go to Pondo. It was up on the mountain. It was a mountaintop experience, and that we were away from all our distractions. So we took it upon ourselves to do the challenge to pray, to have something lit up and highlighted throughout the weekend, and that we were meeting different people and open to new experiences, that we were waiting for that divine appointment from God. So throughout the weekend, I was getting frustrated because I hadn't met anybody that I felt that was the person. And I prayed about it, and God said that just focus on the people who are really close to you. And so I just looked to my own youth group, and I found Landon, and he was just lit up, and he was just glowing from all different directions. And I talked to Landon, and it was not my words, but it was God's words, that Landon's a host, and he's going to be very, very good for God's word, that he just needs to step out in his faith and boldness and just share the word with his friends. And then the next morning this happened.
So the next morning, I just woke up and thought I should start my day with praying. So I prayed, and then when I finished praying, I got a verse, and it was Philippians 1:14. And after what I heard, what Mandy told me, like, I should be bold and stuff, the verse said that you need to be bold and stand out and spread the word, so I feel that's what I should do.
Well, overall, Pondo was just amazing. Like the love you felt there, and just the unity in all of us was just mind blowing. And two things stood out to me. One, when we called it small groups, it was me, Hannah, Sammy, Ashlyn, Sarah, and Sophia, our leader. We went up to the mountain, and we were just praying and talking, and we were reading a verse called Isaiah 40:12, and it was explaining how God can hold the oceans in the hollow of his hand, and how the span of his hand, he holds all the heavens, and that's how big he is, and still he has a relationship with all of us, and that just kind of like blew me away. And another thing is sometimes I feel like I need to have the approval of everyone, and you can't really do that. And so sometimes I feel sad if people don't like me or think I don't know. But Emily just wrote a beautiful letter during worship, and she gave it to me, and it just really touched my heart, is saying how just be a daughter of God and just go out there and shine his light, and it's just beautiful. And I'm so thankful for Sophia and Emily, and I love them so much.
Okay, so youth group, or Winter camp was amazing, and the last Sunday, we all split up into youth groups, into small groups, like Caitlin was just saying, and we were talking about how close we were with God and our level with him, and I brought up how I'd never really heard his voice verbally or never really heard him talk to me, and she had this anointing oil, because God is the anointed one, so she rubbed it on our ears to hear God in our forehead so our mind would be more godly thoughts. And we left it on the whole day. I didn't really feel anything until that night, the very last worship that we had there. The pastor, Dana, was up there, and he was amazing. And I was listening to them, and like I was listening half in, half out, you know. And then my ears started throbbing to like listen in to what he was saying. And I realized that the closer I got to God, it wasn't as if he was speaking to me verbally, just giving me more hints on what I should listen into. And it was really powerful, the stuff that he was saying.
Well, winter camp was just like a blessing from God. It was just so much love, but the small groups are really powerful, what Caitlin was saying about how God is just like amazing. But the last prayer that we had at winter camp, Julie was praying, and like I saw like love got spelled out like in really pretty writing, and like since then I've just been like so loved and just like blessed from God. It's been amazing.
Winter camp was like really, really amazing for me. I had a very like godly experience, like very holy, like, oh my gosh, I'm saying like a lot, but I went up there and expected, you know, to be changed by God, just like last year too, but it was so much more than that. I was just forever changed, you know, because last year, I remember I was changed for a bit, and then I kind of forgot about that, but then, like, I went up there, and now I'm, like, I find myself praying all the time about just little things I do, and I love it, and then I had God change me in every way possible, and I'm, like, closer to all of my friends now, and, like, my bad friends, well, not bad friends, but the friends, like, I need to, bad influences on me. I like kind of spread myself from them, and I'm hanging out with these girls more, and I've just gotten closer to all of my, you know, Christian friends, and that's changed me forever, so.
I'm going to start off by saying a verse. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span, and closed the dust of the earth in measures and weighed the mountains in scales and hills in a balance. That was Isaiah 40:12. When we were at youth camp, we had a speaker named Dana, and he said Isaiah 40, and it really hit me because he explained that people make up their own gods in their head. What that means is they'd pray to, like, a god, and they'd expect the next morning their prayers would be answered, like Santa. And people need to know that God is much bigger and answers prayers in a more extraordinary way.
Okay, so, since last year when, or was it 2 years ago, when youth group really started to get big, I kept hearing testimonies about kids just hearing from God and having direct communication with him. And I started to envy them because I was trying, and I didn't understand how to speak to God, and I couldn't hear from him. So on the way up to winter camp, I was in Mark's car, and we were praying, and I told him that I wanted to hear from God, and we prayed about it, and I had high hopes of hearing from God up there. So the next day, I went into, like, there was this, you can go up over the hills that's still on the camp, and you, I just wanted to have alone time with God. And I had my phone and my money in my pocket, and God, I just heard him saying, like, it wasn't a direct voice, but it was something inside of me that just said, put your phone and your money down on the rock and walk away from it so that you show God that he has complete control over you and that you trust him. And I'm a total control freak, and giving up the control was huge for me. And I am a control freak. I get it from my mom. I'm sorry. I love you. But so I did, and I just told God that I gave him complete control, and that was the first time that I actually did that, and I meant it. And I meant it. So I wanted to hear from him directly. So at the Dana was preaching that night, and he gave a perfect analogy about he was on a lake, and he was tied to a buoy, and then he started drifting away from the buoy. And it was just an amazing analogy, and it hit everyone. And I looked up the definition of a buoy, and it said, an anchored float serving as a navigational mark. And I just felt that that's exactly what God wants to be in each of our lives. And Dana was talking about how we can drift away from the buoy and come untied from it. But there, I realized there that there was another option, and that was that we could be tied to the buoy with a longer rope. And he just mentioned that if you're not reading the Bible, which I never really got into the Bible, if you're not doing that, then you're tied to the buoy by a longer rope, and you're just holding yourself away from God, and you're not completely giving him control. And I felt like at winter camp, that's what I got the opportunity to do.
All right, so in general, as everyone said, winter camp was life-changing. And I actually had two encounters with God. As Ashlyn, I took some alone time. And I was behind this little cabin, and I saw this little bird, and I was just, like, right up on a tree. And this little voice in my head that scared me half to death, it told me to just take one thing at a time, because I was worrying about high school, and I'm only in seventh grade. I mean, I'm worrying about the classes I have to take, and I'm just overwhelmed. I mean, because my family is just, my brother has been, like, an amazing brother. Like, he's been so amazing at everything. He's kind of like my role model. And for once, I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be better. I wanted to have my classes like that. I wanted to have my classes straight. And I realized that maybe I couldn't do that. That, okay, I don't have to be a perfect child, because in God's eyes, I am. And the second one, we're listening to Hosanna, and I was hearing Ashlyn sing right next to me, and I had Caitlin singing right next to me, and I was on my knees, and for a long time, my grandma has passed away for 3 years, and I heard her voice say that everything's gonna be okay, and I just started just bawling. I couldn't help but be so happy, but yet so sad at the same time. And and I was just so blessed that I got an opportunity to hear her voice again.
Me and Mason, we wanted to open with a verse about testimony, and it's
Luke 21, verse 13 through 15. It says, "And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it, therefore, in your hearts, not to meditate before ye shall answer. For I will give you the mouth and wisdom, which all your adversities shall not be able to gainsay or resist."
Hello, everybody. My name is Mason. And I got the opportunity to go to winter camp, and it didn't snow up there, but we didn't need snow because God was up there, and you could really feel his presence up there. And so on the last sermon that the pastor taught, he gave the example of God's a buoy, and that knot slips, and you're slowly drifting away from him. And when you finally realize that you're away from that buoy, you need to go back, just how we have to go back to God. And I really heard God tell me that that lesson was for me because I'd been drifting away from him. And so I decided, and the pastor also taught on, when you come down this mountain, back to your daily lives, don't just like stop reading your Bible and praising the Lord. Just keep on loving him and having that real relationship with him. And so I decided to go back down the mountain and to actually be with the Lord and not drift away from him again. And so when I got back down, I've been reading my Bible every day and praying more and just talking to him more. And I've just felt happier and kinder, and just I really feel myself showing God's love.
I want to talk about how I first found God. A year ago, I was baptized, and ever since then, God's been working in my life. The bad things that have been happening, like, he just solves them. Like, when my dad, he needed to get a job, so, and then he found one, and now he's working, and we're settled here, and I found a lot of great friends here, like Tyler and Landon and Mason and Ryan, and they've all helped me like start getting closer to God. Because before, when I came to church, like, I wouldn't sing. I would just sit there like a brick. Like, you just sit there and you just watch. Like, and now when the people come up here and they sing, I sing along and I feel God's presence with me. And when the preacher's up here talking about whatever, it always touches me because God relates with whatever he's talking about to me. And that's what I wanted to say.
As you can tell, I'm really nervous. But I've got this. When I went up to winter camp with a lot of my friends, I didn't feel like I could connect to some people that was going with us, and that was in other youth groups. So when I was there, I had a couple friends that I would hang out with, just like a main group. And then like towards the end, I had like Bella and a couple people and Kaysen and her whole and all of her friends. I really connected to them, because like they made me feel loved, and like, and it really touched my heart, because I had like, and I feel like God was telling me that I need to open up to new people and some more people, and that like I have close friends, and they were like really helped me. And but God, like, he talks to me all the time, but I don't know if it's my voice or it's him telling me what to do. And he always tells me like a stair, like I always look at it like a staircase that like you can walk up, and sometimes I take a step down, but then I get back up and I take steps up, and it just helps me through. I'm like, he's there, but I just need to listen to him more and listen to what he's saying to me.
So my name's Wes, if you didn't, yeah, so yeah. Camp was good, but this is completely, is like, way off. So,
I was at school on Tuesday, and we had block schedule, and I have a broken arm, as you maybe all see. And I had to go in the library because, like, I can't do PE and for 2 hours. So I was just sitting there doing nothing for 2 hours, and then I just got this, like, kind of voice in my head and just started to say, like, I could, like, hear words, and I started to write it down, and I got this. So it said, "The Lord said to me that he is by my side. He is the one that will catch me if I may fall. He is the one that will love me no matter what I may have done. In his eyes, I am perfect, for my sins have been cast upon his son's cross. He has told me that salvation from evil is here, and that this salvation can be found in him and him alone. He has told me about his love and along with his wrath. He has warned me about the enemy that has come and filled this world with evil. He has told me that there is nothing to fear, for as long as I walk with the Lord, I will never fall, for my Lord is God, and he is my Savior."
Alrighty. Hi, guys. My name is Colby. I went to Pondo. It was really cool. I've been getting these lyrics in my head because I really love music, and so I've embraced this talent, and I wrote this poem when I was working at this blood drive. I was holding this guy's hand, and when he was giving blood, and just wrote this. I called it "When a Hero Dies for the Villains." It was one of the things Dana was preaching, the preacher up at Pondo. "In the beginning were the first three words of his book. A beautiful story, so come give a listen and let's take a look. He created this world so beautiful and perfect swing. It only took us three chapters to ruin such a lovely thing. There was this place he called the Garden of Eden. It's where the first two creatures of man lived and what they first got conceited. They took the crown off the one that gave him life. They thrown him off his royal chair and spit in his face. What God gave to man after that is what we call grace. The seed that they had planted, a twisted tree, and we became its twisted fruit. A day forward, it became a total pursuit. The ways of man began to fade. Meanwhile, God was with us and he stayed. The things of this world became evil and dark. So God left heaven to earth, he embarked. So the perfect one, the spotless, the prince of light. For all the sick he touched, he made them all right. So it's sad to think that we were his enemies, even though it was by him we were made. So he took off his crown, he stepped onto the ground, and came for the ones that were lost so they could be found. Jesus descended from paradise to save you and I. Now, I don't know about you, but he's the ultimate good guy. The world is still at war, good versus wrong. Come to Jesus and he'll make you strong. For he made the mountains, the animals, the rivers, the list goes on and on. Now I've got one more thing to say before I'm gone. Join the Christian army, it's free to enlist. Now come on, brothers and sisters, let's bring this world of his to justice.
I am the sun, you shoot me from a gun.